You are Locked On 76ers, your daily podcast on the Philadelphia 76ers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to Locked On 76ers. I'm your host, Keith Pompey. Happy Monday to you. It's Monday, March the 19th. Tonight, the 76ers play the Charlotte Hornets. The Hornets will be without two guard Nicholas Batum, who was injured two nights ago and against the New York Knicks. So he's going to miss this game. They're saying he'll return afterwards, like if they really need him to. But Charlotte is kind of out of the playoffs. I mean, they're not quite out yet, but it doesn't seem like they're going to make the playoffs. So I would expect them to shut him down. But what I want to talk to you guys about is two things. I want to talk to you about the Sixers' remaining 14 games, not just this one against Charlotte, but the remaining 14 games. And I also want to talk to you guys about Markelle Fultz. You know, it just seems like there's two things that people are talking about right now. And they're talking about, can the Sixers move up to a top four spot to get home field advantage in the first round of the playoffs? Right now, they're in sixth place. They're a game out of fourth place with 14 games left. They have the easiest schedule, so you think that it could happen. I mean, you really think that it could. Although the Sixers haven't been playing very well lately. I mean, they won their last two games, but they defeated two struggling teams. The Brooklyn Nets and the New York Knicks, they trailed in both of those games and needed two late runs in both of those games to pull out the victory. And then there's Markelle Fultz. Should he play or should he not play? The Sixers are going to have to make a decision quickly, soon, about Markelle. You know, I think that Markelle looks good. I mean, I'm not going to lie. Like, you look at him in these workouts and you're saying to yourself, why isn't this guy playing? The 76ers, of course, are saying all the right things about him. You know, they're not going to come out and say, oh, well, we don't know. We don't know this and that. Of course, they're going to say, yes, Markelle looks good. He can do things that no one else can. And when they say that, you say to yourself, like, well, why aren't they playing him? Well, I think a lot of it has to do with it being March 19th. 14 games left in the regular season. The 76ers are stuck in a playoff battle. You know, they're trying to get the fourth seed. They're currently number six. The team isn't really playing that well. I mean, again, they're winning, but like I said before, they struggled in their last two games to regroup. And when you look at the playoff picture, or you look at teams going to the playoffs, typically they reduce their bench. They don't bring in new players. You know, like again, you know, after the trade deadline, you'll make some trades, or you'll bring in free agents right after the trade deadline. But typically with 14 games left, you just don't insert someone new into the lineup. Someone who, you know, basically, or rotation, not lineup rotation, because he'll come off the bench. But you don't bring someone in new because they're going to learn. Now, think about it. So, let's just say if Markelle Fultz comes out back and play, and you're the Sixers, and he plays poorly, and then, so next thing you know, you can say, okay, he came back, he played poorly. You know, we only give him a couple minutes, and then we'll sit him. But then it's one of those things where, how are you going to sit a guy who's the first overall pick? You know, a guy who's really vital to the future, just like Joel Embiid is, and Ben Simmons, and Dario, right? Well, then if the guy plays great. And then all of a sudden, you have to look at your rotation and you're saying, okay, TJ McConnell, you've been great for us, but we're going to take a chunk of your minutes and give it to Markell. Now, initially, you don't think Markell's going to play as many as TJ, but he could play 10 minutes a game, and that's taken away from the minutes that TJ's going to play. Or if you put TJ in on the floor, then he's going to take away the minutes from that Marco's going to play. So the 76ers aren't going to come back and come out and tell you this, but these are the things that they're thinking about. But at the same time, everyone knows that Markell looks good in these drills. Everyone expects him to play because he looks so good. And this, if you're the Sixers, it's kind of hard for you to justify not playing him, you know, when he looks as good as he does. But then at the same time, you don't want to play him because of the two things that I talked about. You know, it's like he's the first pick. And the thing is, I think that earlier that they wanted him to play, it just so happens he wasn't ready, and now is pushing towards the playoff push, and the team could be a little apprehensive because of that. And I guess some people, they don't want him to struggle. Like, if he comes out and struggle, and then next thing you know, they could feel like it's a mental thing. But there's a lot. I mean, that's why a lot of people are saying, like, it's simple, but it's not. It's a little confusing because of all that. Now, let's talk about the Sixers in the playoffs. So, the Sixers have the easiest schedule here on out. They have 14 games starting with Mondays. 9 of those 14 games are at home, 5 on the road. They only play 4 teams that have a winning record. That's it. It's Minnesota, the Minnesota Timberwolves. It's the Denver Nuggets. It's the Cleveland Cavaliers. And it is the Milwaukee Bucks. The Bucks game is going to be the final game of the season. At that point, you would expect that, you know, all the seedings will be set. You would expect. You never know, though. But you would expect that all the seedings will be set. So that could be a game that really doesn't matter. That could be a game where both teams rest players, especially if both of them make the playoffs as they should, because, again, the Sixers are the 6th seed and Milwaukee is the 7th seed right now. And they should, both teams should make the playoffs. So you factor in, you know, we're talking 14 games, four teams with winning records, but really it might be 13 games and 3 teams with winning records that matter, because the Milwaukee game, the seedings probably will be set by then. But anyway, so you go and you look at the Sixers schedule. Their remaining schedule against teams is easy, and the winning percentage is like 40%, right? The winning percentages of the teams they're playing is 40%. Right, so then you look at Cleveland ahead of them. Cleveland is in third place, and they have a tough schedule. Then next thing you know, the Washington Wizards are in fourth place, and the Wizards let me look at it right now. I'll give it to you info. So right now, the Sixers teams that they're playing have a 40.4% winning percentage. I mean, that's their winning percentage, 40%, right? So then you look at the Cleveland Cavaliers, who are a game and a half ahead of the Sixers. They're in third. It's 48.3%. Okay, the fourth place Washington Wizards, the winning percentage is 40. 9.1%, And then you have the Indiana Pacers, who are 55.1%. So they have the sixth toughest schedule of all the teams remaining in the NBA, the sixth toughest, Indiana. So even though Indiana holds the tiebreaker over the Sixers, if you base everything off of schedule, the Sixers have the easiest. They have the sixth toughest. The Sixers should surpass them. You know, they should surpass them. They should, you know, at least go up to number five. You know, I honestly think that they could go up to number four. I do. But the thing is just that they have to play a whole lot better than what they have been playing. You know, it just seems like, you know, before in the season, the Sixers played great against the top teams, and they struggled against the mediocre and the scrubby squads. and now it's like the Sixers can't be the top team, and they're struggling, but winning close games against the teams who they should be destroying. So when you look at it and you say, like, hey, they have the easiest schedule in the NBA, you know, that's great. But then you have to ask yourself, like, how are the Sixers going to show up for the game? I mean, what are they going to do? Are they going to play tough? Are they going to dominate these teams? Or are they going to have to mount a comeback like they did in the last two games? So even when you look at tonight's game against the Hornets, you know, and I know Nick Batum is out, but you ask yourself, like, which 76ers team is going to show up? You know, like, last time they played, they shut down Kemba Walker. Robert Covington did a great job. But are they going to, like, say, hey, we destroyed the Hornets last time. We, you know, we got this one in the bag. And next thing you know, they're down by a lot. So it's going to be interesting. They should, like I said, they should end the regular season with the fourth seed based off of strength of schedule. They should. But that's also why they say that's why they play their games. We'll also find out pretty soon the status of Markelle Fultz. You know, I've written before that I think that he should play. But I also know where the 76ers are coming from. But, you know, it's hard when the Sixers come out and say he gives you something that no one else does. But again, you understand, like, if he's going to do this, he's going to take minutes away from other guys. And right now, it's one of those things where NBA teams, they look to reduce their bench, shrink their bench, as opposed to adding to it. And not only that, even if he takes someone's spot, he's going to be learning stuff on the fly. You know, so it may be best for him to be a situational guy, just come in, you know, give him a couple minutes and then go. But at the same time, you look at the coaches, and coaches want familiar. They want everything to be familiar to them. They want it to be familiar to all the guys. And bringing folks in is going to be new. And where most people are creatures of habits, including Brett Brown and the coaching staff. So that's the dilemma right now. But from what I hear, he looks good with the ball in his hands. So the Sixers have a tough decision to make. I want to thank you all for listening, and I will be back tomorrow to talk to y'all about tonight's game. Thank you, and have a great day.
You are Locked On 76ers. Your daily Philadelphia 76ers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.